Today I would like to present on a subject of investigating life. If we open our eyes, if we look at life and find out why things are happening, we can have a lot of answers and we can avoid all these unwholesome things that's happening. Like these two sisters, they were very old, and they go and visit, on a certain day to other, old folks, that they gather together and they watch, documentaries, shows, eat together, and they have a good time together. And then when they come home and they ring each other, and then some of them text each other, being a modern age. Some of them got mobile phones. But these two oldies hasn't got any mobile phone, and then their friends were telling them, why don't you get mobile phones, then we can text each other. So even though being old, they were attracted to it, and they thought, well, we'll give it a go, why not? So they went to their shop and they bought one. So they brought it home and then they tried to figure out, And we may be old, but we don't want to be beaten by the technology. So they push this button, push that button, do this, do that, do everything. But couldn't they do any, text any message on it. So at last they said, well, we just have to accept that we're old. We should go and ask the young men at the shop where we bought this thing, So they went there and they looked for the young man. Yeah, he was a young man, a very nice young man. So they approached him and said, we've been trying to text, on this mobile phone for, days, and we couldn't figure out how we do that. And the young man looked at them kindly and smiling, and he said, but this is a remote control. So they didn't buy the mobile phone in the first place. Why don't they find out? Why don't they ask which one is mobile phone? Why assume that remote control is the mobile phone? That is life. We assume a lot of things and we don't find out. In relationships, sometimes we don't talk for days. Why? Because self is there, the created self, the ego is there. This is my feeling, I'm hurting, and I'm right, he or she is wrong. And we sit on that, I'm right, this ego, my feeling, I'm hurt, for days. And we would expect the other party to come and apologize to us, make it up, Because we assume we are right. With emotions, feelings coming from this sensual input, from the mental formations, from the consciousness, we have these feelings and perceptions. And you take it as right. I'm the judge, I'm the jury, I'm right. And so you sit on that for days, the relationship suffer. The other party also the same, sitting on their own thing. Why didn't they? Why didn't he? Why didn't she? All these things. And I'm right, This is my feelings, this is my suffering, this is my, righteous things. The other party should come and apologize and make it up. And most of the time, most of the relationship, get back together, and become happy again. But when these things accumulate so much, the relationships are very fragile, one day it would come to an end. Many relationships have come to an end like this. You read the newspapers, many divorces. So this ego created by this view of self, that push us into these feelings and emotions, and we don't see the real facts of life anymore. Like these old ladies went and didn't ask, didn't find out which one is the mobile phone. What they think, what they assume, mobile phone is good enough for them. But in real life, it is not good enough. If we want to be happy, that is. If we don't want to be happy, don't have to worry, whatever it is. Whatever it comes, it comes. Don't have to worry that much. But if you do want to be happy in life, then we need to find out, we need to have this investigative mind. Investigative mind. Like these two couples walking in a sunset near a lake, very beautiful. The sun is displaying, you know, all the beautiful colors before it went down. And then the animals in the lake, you know, with the dusk, they're preparing for bed, you know, making all sort of noises, insects and etc. And there was this young couple, hand in hand, very happy. And there came a noise, quack, quack. And the husband, being in a jolly mood, said, "Oh, that's a chicken." And the wife said, "No, dear, that's not a chicken. You know, that's a duck. It's a quack, quack." The husband, in a silly mood and jolly mood, said, "No, I said that's a chicken." And then the wife said, "No, that's a duck." And from this, you know, start arguing and become more and more serious. They're not, you know, smiling anymore in the end. You know, it's becoming a big tension now. But the wife dawned something on the wife, and she thought, what the heck, you know, who cares, is a duck or a chicken? What we come here is for us to be happy. So she said, "Yes, dear, that's a chicken." And then after a while, the husband also, you know, something dawned on him, said, "I've been silly, you know, who cares, is it a chicken or a duck?" "Yeah, you're right, it's a, you know, duck." So they're happy again. But if they were to sit on their emotions, in the belief, in this view of self and ego, my feeling I'm right, I should be winning all the time in the relationship, then, you know, that relationship will eventually ended up, you know, not talking to each other for days, fights, quarrels, and eventually, you know, going their own different ways. So in life, to find out, to investigate, rather than taking things, you know, assuming that, you know, in this, you know, feeding this ego, and then sitting on that ground firmly, you know, we need to be, when we meditate, you know, the Buddha said, forget about the pain and sorrow of this world. You concentrate on this breathing, you know, this concentration and awareness that you are breathing. Forget that pain and sorrow of the world. That is, if you cannot forget that pain and sorrow of the world, then you're sitting on that view of this self and this ego, and your mind cannot be calmed. So when you try to forget about it, you know, no matter what I'm right or what I'm wrong or what they're right or what they're wrong, doesn't matter, forget about it. Just this breathing in and breathing out, concentrate on it. And by doing so, the mind becomes very calm. When there is a calmness in the mind, from that you can see things differently. You know. So that's the same thing in life. When the investigated mind set in, for this to see clearly, we've got to calm the mind down. That's why this meditation is, practice of meditation is very important. So from this practice of, you know, concentrating the mind, putting the awareness on this mind, on this concentration, and with this deep concentration, you come to see what life is all about, the characteristic of life, the nature of life, the nature as it is, not through our opinions and views. Like the fire that is hot, no matter who you are, you are tall or short or thin or fat or fair or not fair, whatever you are doesn't matter. You put your hand in the fire, it'll burn you. That's the nature of things in life as they are, without our feelings and emotions. So when you set aside these feelings and emotions, like Buddha said, forget about this pain and sorrow of this life. That's what you are doing. And then you start seeing things. what you call this, my emotion, my feelings, this ego, in fact, in reality is just a illusion, you know, an illusion of a creation only where happened when you are with some other people, when you are confronting with people, when you are interacting with people. This notion of self comes up, ego comes up, and from that, you know, we are, you know, set to believe that this is the most important in the world, to stand on my own ground, my feelings, my pleasure, my pain, my sorrow. There's big MY coming in the front and everything go wrong from that view. But when you set aside this view and then you look at it clearly, then you come to see life as it is, passing by the moments, the feelings, the anger, the happiness, everything in life, you see them passing away. That the characteristic of life, impermanency of life, whatever is subject to formation is subject to cessation. What there is a start, there is an end. Things are constantly changing, passing by. And we are here, you know, these emotions, this feeling, you know, not realizing that this feeling, this emotion, how happy you are, how angry you are, how upset you are, will also have to pass by itself, has to pass. Then you don't realize that. You cling to it as it is yours. Then once you have this clinging attachment, then you participate in it by saying words that reflect your feeling and doing actions that reflect your suffering, which both wouldn't produce any favorable results, because the words that you be talking would be very harsh to make other people hurt as much as you can hurt them. The actions that you will be doing will be violent as well, that reflect your emotions and intensity of your anger. Nothing will come to positive things in these situations. So by calming the mind down, by understanding, you know, whatever is arising shall cease and pass away. Emotions, you know, feelings, anything, this anger, this upsetness, it will go. Next day, at this time, at this hour, you watch yourself. It's a different mind. Because that mind that was so immersed in the anger and hatred has passed away. You don't have to even do anything about it. It just passed by itself. So if you understand this, live life with this investigative mind. Whatever that comes there, you don't worry that much about it. You find out, why is that thing arise? Why is that angry scenes, you know, all these words and actions happened? Because of the causes and conditions that we have done before. So you concentrate on that rather than concentrating your feelings and emotions. And then, once you see it with a balanced mind, equanimous mind, you know what to do without being emotional about it. You know what to say, what to, you know, mitigate the situations, how to get on the relationship well again. In any situation with parents, with friends, with brothers, between brothers and sisters, your colleagues, your partners, anyone, you can practice it. So once you open your mind and open your wisdom eyes like this, you live life with an investigative mind, then your life can be much happier if you practice it. So I offer this to you today. Hope you can use it in your life. Thank you.